I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Breaking news regarding the president's son, Hunter. Hunter Biden apparently has reached a tentative deal with federal prosecutors to plead guilty to two minor tax crimes and admit to the facts of a gun charge under terms that would likely keep him out of jail. That's according to the Washington Post and court papers that have been filed as of today, Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. Hunter Biden, age 53, might appear in court to enter a plea on that. Any proposed deal, I'm reading now, any proposed deal would have to be approved by a federal judge. It's not immediately clear as to whether or not Hunter Biden might appear in court to enter his guilty plea. That's what we're breaking right now. In a nutshell, that is the headline.
So that is the headline for today, and everybody's running with it. We are too, but we're going to break it down in details that maybe others are going to overlook. As always, thank you for joining us. Here we are, June 20, 2023. I will remind you, in addition to listening now on our 6 o'clock program, we at noon every day, from noon to 2, have a live stream on Rumble. You go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, or you can enter News Talk STL. That's at noon, a live stream, in addition to this program as well. Now, here we have Hunter Biden. We've known about the gun charges ever since the laptop surfaced, the very same laptop that the FBI denied even existed, and claimed it was Russian collusion, even while they had it in their own possession. And they'd already looked at the laptop. They knew what was in the laptop. But they told all the state-controlled media, big tech, there's nothing here. It's more Russian collusion, like the first time. I had to remind you again, because I fail one time, and someone's going to say, Larry, there never was a Russian collusion. You're right. And that's the point I want to make. There never was a first Russian collusion. But that's been their cry constantly. Hunter Biden now being charged with a gun felony, which is really being reduced. It's not really going to end up being that way. And two tax misdemeanors. Pleading guilty to tax offenses, entering a pretrial diversion agreement, as it's called, on illegally possessing a gun while addicted to a controlled substance. I'm going to ask this later, but I'm going to also ask it now. Where are all the liberals who say we need more gun controls, tighter gun controls, take guns out of the hands of people who would be dangerous, such as coke addicts? Are you now deciding that's okay for a coke addict to have a gun? So the 53-year-old son of President Joe Biden agreeing to this guilty plea to federal tax charges and one violation of gun law. We're going to get into full detail of that, but you have to keep in mind, Hunter Biden is getting this pass, and that's what it amounts to, because he is Hunter Biden. Riddle me this. If this were you facing those same kind of charges, what do you think your chances are would be of getting this sweetheart of a deal? Let's put it in numeric fashion. Now, you know I'm not good at ciphering. I've always admitted I'm not good at numbers. But on this number, I think I'm pretty clear. Your chances compared to Hunter would be zero. Zero. They'd be throwing the book at you and coming after you and looking for other crimes. Now, hidden within sight of this, and it's not clear yet, I've seen some of the charge, the actual plea agreement that's been entered, but it's still not clear exactly. He didn't file income taxes for a year, or he misreported them. See, those things can happen, and they can be, you can treat them and get away with, my bad. It's not a violation. I'll make up for it. Some big donor will come forward and pay any penalties he's going to face, because when IRS comes after you, they don't just charge you what you were owed back in 4 years ago. They charge all the penalties and interest that have been added to that same amount from that time. It could equal or be greater than what your original tax debt was. But if it's a use of a loophole, and we're allowed to use tax avoidance, if you can find a loophole that lets you get around some taxes, that's fair and legal. Now, the IRS will challenge it. You'll have to have an attorney to help defend you. But there's a big difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. And judging by everything we've seen regarding Hunter Biden, based upon the laptop tapes and emails and so forth, we're looking at tax evasion. And tax evasion is not just simply, oh, that's okay, we're going to let you go, no big deal, just pay the fine, the penalty. But then again, that's for common people, not the Joe Biden's 53-year-old son. We're going to get into that as well in more detail, but let's go first to hear what there's been no statement from Joe Biden, nothing from Joe Biden directly, but the White House had this statement.
White House issued a very short statement from the President and First Lady just a while ago. A spokesman passing along, quote, "The President and First Lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. We will have no further comment."
Yeah, that's it. And you're not hearing that directly from them. They don't want to stand in front of a microphone and say they love their son and we're going to do the best to support him and hope he can rebuild his life. They don't want to say that. Why would they not want to do that? They don't want to take the chance that questions are going to be shouted to them, and then they're going to have to walk off. So they get someone to release a statement, and did they write it? Did they come up with it? I don't know. It really makes no difference, because the statement that they issued is nonsensical. It's what every parent would say when their child is in trouble. So I'm not faulting that part of it. I'm faulting the fact that this is the sitting president of the United States. And his son that is wrapped up in all of these charges. But wait a minute. Let's take a closer look again at some of the details of what he's pleading to. And let me add some additional avenues and some tentacles and some things that will grab you and say, well, whoa, they're overlooking that, aren't they? Listen to this piece as reported by Fox News.
New emails from Hunter Biden's laptop show that he coordinated with Burisma executives to set up a bank account with a foreign bank. Hunter passed along his passport information, his income statements, utility bills. This is all back in 2016 to open an account with Malta-based Sata Bank. It was later shut down after an investigation into money laundering the bank. Well, the House Oversight Committee reviewed an unclassified FBI document which alleges a $10 million bribery scheme involving then Vice President Joe Biden and Hunter in exchange for policy decisions.
Now, did you hear again how that all ties back to Joe Biden and the money? Here's the point. If Hunter Biden is guilty of any tax infraction, that means Daddy's also going to be guilty of a tax infraction. Oh, forgot to file that money I got from my son Hunter. Although I had nothing to do with the business deals, I got a check and it went into one of these accounts and we just forgot to file it. Is that going to be the answer? Are you going to buy it? Of course you're not. And quite honestly, neither will the Democrats, but they don't dare speak out against it. So this tax story does have tentacles that reach all the way into the Hunter Biden family, even to the grandchildren, because they've been named on some of these LLCs. And if there's one tax case like this with Hunter, they're not talking about just his personal taxes. Not if they're doing their investigation properly. Because when they go after someone that's been misfiling taxes and doing things wrong, they look, see, are there others that are connected to this? Looking for money laundering, hiding money? If the IRS has done its job properly, and according to one of the IRS whistleblowers, we were doing our job, and we could have had these charges filed on them a year ago. But they didn't want that then. They were basically told to go do something else. But the pressure has been so great, and thanks to you, the general public, because the Democrats aren't raising a single word about it. They just want it to go away like smoke. But we're going to trace the smoke back to the fire. And there's another issue here, in addition to the tax monies. And it's a very simple question, and yet I'm seeing no response and answer so far. My question is, where are all the libs, including Joe Biden, who always call for tougher gun laws? Where are they after Hunter Biden basically gets a slap on the wrist? The answer is they're still missing. And it is a slap on the wrist because the gun charges are used against a lot of people in a heavy hand. And I will point out to you that generally these gun charges that he's getting a federal felony charge for possessing a gun while being an illegal drug user and addict and lying on his form to get it. Don't forget that. They've kind of just walked past that. That kind of information, that kind of conviction, there are right now hundreds of men and women in federal prison for a similar case. And I'll also point out that probably, if I'm going to guess, a vast majority of those are minority members of the community. They didn't get the sweet deal that this white man did from the white president through the white attorney general who made a deal. I don't like bringing race into an issue because the Democrats always like to throw it in your face and make a policy out of it, but I want to do it this time because you should be out there. Those of you who raise the race card, you should be demanding more than just a slap on the wrist for Hunter Biden for things that others are currently serving time in prison for. I'm looking at a piece written by Jordan Boyd for The Federalist, also a co-producer for The Federalist Hour, and pointing out government officials such as local police, the Secret Service, FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Yeah, they've added explosives into that now, too. All likely knew about the lie earlier than 2021, since that .38 revolver had become the center of a missing gun investigation originally. Secret Service reportedly tried to interfere on behalf of the Biden family. They were trying to get involved and get the laptop and also get rid of that issue. And the charges about lying to get a gun, that's a federal charge. And when we hear any kind of gun shooting go down or a gun case, we hear immediately from the left, we need tougher laws. And our response has always been, enforce the laws you have. And here's another case where you should enforce the law you have, and that is he does not get a slap on the wrist. He gets jail time, federal jail time, for lying on a federal application to get a gun. If I go out today and I buy a gun, knowing I'm going to in turn give it, sell it to a guy who is a felon and is not supposed to have one, that's a straw purchase. I will be facing federal jail time, as will that person getting it. But the other thing, they do make a point that he will never own a gun again. Well, of course, a felon is not allowed to own a gun. That's nothing new. Even the DOJ's internal policies indicate Hunter got a sweet deal, as Jordan Boyd points out. a 2003 memo from Attorney General John Ashcroft of Missouri at that time. Attorney General John Ashcroft, serving in that position, told federal prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious, readily provable offenses. And his memo warned, as the sole federal prosecuting entity, the Department of Justice has a unique obligation to ensure that all federal criminal cases are prosecuted according to the same standards. Same standards. Fundamental fairness requires that all defendants prosecuted in the federal criminal justice system be subject to the same standards, treated in a consistent manner. There is no consistency here. There is a white Joe Biden and white Hunter Biden, basically a slap on the wrist, while hundreds of minorities are locked up behind federal bars for the same offense, the same offense. And again, the White House spokesman reading their statement, the president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. Well, that's good, and I'm glad they are. You love your child. You don't love what they do sometimes, but you love your child. But that same statement could have been issued after he was sentenced to federal jail. And we still don't know how that's going to go. See how the judge, what the judge thinks about all this plea agreement. We got a lot more to cover in this. You do not want to miss any of it. And we're also going to talk about Roe v. Wade and its impact on abortions. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. When you want windows for your home or your business, I suggest you get premium quality windows, Renewal by Anderson. Give them a call, 1-877-WINDOWS, 1-877-WINDOWS, or visit the website and see everything, rbastl.com, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson has the nation's best warranty. Give them a call, 1-877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel, low number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and I...
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. This weekend is going to mark the anniversary of the Supreme case, Roe v. Wade, being overturned. And we want to bring in a guest we've had numerous times before, Sean Carney, who's president of the 40 Days for Life. Sean, thanks for joining us again.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get into the details of what's happened since the decision, take a moment to explain the title 40 Days for Life, or 40 Days for Life, yeah, 40 Days for Life, exactly what that means in reference to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, well, it's biblical. We use that 40-day time period throughout Scripture to hold peaceful, prayerful 40-day vigils outside of abortion facilities. So we do this simultaneously. We have 1,500 cities in 64 countries around the world that participate. We do a fall 40 Days for Life campaign, and we do a spring 40 Days for Life campaign. And then we have about 80 cities that go a year round and have a peaceful vigil outside of their abortion facilities. So we're big on prayer. We're big on showing up, and we're certainly big on free speech, because we can't do 40 Days for Life without our constitutional right to assemble.
All right. Good. I wanted to, you'd have a chance to explain that to the public in general. Now let's look at what's happened since this decision was rendered. This weekend will mark the anniversary of it. Do you have any estimation that you can rely upon on how many hundreds of thousands of lives have been saved?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to get more. The birth rate, first off, has gone up, and we're just getting the early numbers from 2022. But Texas specifically, just in the last 2 years, since we had the heartbeat bill and then since Roe was overturned, we know of at least 100,000 babies that were born. The birth rate here has skyrocketed. We, of course, have a lot of programs for women who choose life to support them. But it has been a beautiful thing to see. I think we're going to continue to see those reports across the country, particularly with the abortion industry and the media and the woke corporate CEOs overestimating how many women are actually going to travel. Some will, and we'll see them on CNN, but distance is a huge deterrent for an abortion, and we know that. And so you now have essentially about 20 states that are abortion-free or close to being abortion-free, and that is going to be detrimental for the abortion industry.
You know, part of my prayer each day is that even if they live in a state where they are still very close to an abortion clinic, and if it involves travel, then there's more opportunity that along the way, they're going to hear children laughing and having fun. And they're thinking that alone changes their mind, that and God's spirit working on them. They'd say, I may not want the child, so I need options, which we want to talk about more in a moment, but I don't want to end a life of a child that could be laughing.
You know, and that happens, you know, that sounds really nice and rosy for your listeners. But it's true. It's a beautiful prayer.
I believe that.
And people, nobody grows up wanting an abortion. And yet that's why a woman's not going to tell her HR director that she needs to fly to California to have an abortion. There's such a disconnect on the other side with the women themselves. And when they know that there's resources, when they do hear, my word, my baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes. And when they see the ultrasound, 90% of them choose life. You know, the left wants us to believe that women are these robots that are constructed to just demand abortion and crawl to it by, you know, air, land, or sea. And that's just not the case. That's why distance is a deterrent. And they do think about
it. And it's not just distance, it's time for them to have the process to think, really reconsider.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the brilliant thing of the heartbeat bill is that it essentially ends abortion in most of those states because they don't know that they're pregnant, you know, in time. They don't feel anything or they don't take a pregnancy test, but the baby's there and he or she is alive and well and has a heartbeat. So it is. It's a what we're going to see, because, of course, we see the crazy reactions in the last year as we approach the anniversary. But we're going to see the sentiment with abortion get more pro-life the further away we get from the Dobbs decision year after year.
Well, let's talk about that, because obviously while we thought that that might not have a big impact upon the midterm elections, it apparently did, because many more young women, maybe voting for the first time, came forward to vote. So how do you think this is going to play out for 2024 now?
I think that was a knee-jerk reaction, as was Kansas last fall. It was right after the overturning of Roe. The Democrats had nothing going for them whatsoever. Everything's in the tank. And they decided to focus on abortion. And that worked in some places. But remember, it wasn't that abortion advocates went out and got out the vote and won the election. In most of those, the pro-life candidates lost the election. Your most pro-life candidates won in landslides. Greg Abbott in here in Texas, where I live, very pro life and owned it. Ron DeSantis, who of course was sort of a star of the 2022 election, and then Governor Kemp in Georgia, all of them owned the overturning of Roe and their pro-life stance, and they won. But when you go to like Pennsylvania and you go to all these other states where they just had a bunch of goofballs running who were terrified of articulating anything right. regards to abortion, they lost, and they should have because they were bad candidates.
I mentioned a moment ago, and you did, so I want to go back on it briefly, and that is you've got to have options for these women who say, I can't handle a child right now. It is, quote, an inconvenience for my life, but I don't want to abort, but what options do I have? Adoption is one, and that's another part of my prayer, that every woman that will at least carry that baby to term, even if they don't want it and they'll give it up for abortion, that they in turn be blessed simply because they did that.
Absolutely, and adoption is an option, but most of the women that we work with, we've helped save 20,000 babies, 23,000 babies, they choose to parent, most right. of them, unless they're a minor or unless they're...
They might not in the beginning, but then once they see that child, they don't want to give it up.
Absolutely, and it's a process, and you know, it's not, money's not a deterrent for getting an abortion. You'll find $500, $600, $700 or $1,000 to make your greatest fear go away. Anybody would, which is why the travel vouchers offered by CEOs is so disingenuous. So money is not usually the problem. It is typically they feel they're not able to raise the child they're not in a position to. And so when they choose life, to answer your question, now there's these great programs available. We have them in Texas. We've had them for years. Our governor took $150 million of our surplus, and he didn't give it to the abortion industry like they do in California. He gives it directly to single moms who choose life, to support them.
Another argument that we were hearing in our last minute or so here is that we're going to have so many women dying because of back alley abortions as we did in the past.
I know it, and I mean, we've seen that in the last year. There's just dead women laying all over the street from abortion. You know,
obviously tongue in cheek, but yes, there it could happen also with an approved abortion. But
yeah, but we've not had
the scenario they painted that we would.
No, because it's not stage four breast cancer. It's a pregnancy. It's completely natural. No one, an abortion in 2023 can never save your life. And that's what they do not want to talk about. They don't want to address it. And that is exactly why no woman has died in the last year, because she was denied an abortion.
What is the target now for 40 Days for Life? Women who are pregnant or young women way before they get pregnant? And 30 seconds.
It's both, because we're at the abortion facilities. For those who aren't pregnant yet, we're able to reach them. And certainly for those who are there on the day of their abortion. So our mission, we've grown significantly and added U.S. cities to our campaign list, because we're in the grassroots and that's where this is headed. So it's more important now than ever.
And are you finding young women susceptible, or are they saying, my body, my choice?
No, they're questioning abortion more because of the overturning of Roe.
And at the same time, all the other CRT stuff being shoved on them. Listen, Sean, thank you. God bless you and your work, and we appreciate your time, sir.
Okay, appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Coming up, a word that McCarthy is going to double down on the Biden family investigation. Stand by. Allen Outdoor Solutions knows what you want. An oasis, a place at your home to relax, enjoy, entertain. Allen Outdoor Solutions can design and build your oasis. A spacious stone patio, different levels, maybe a fireplace, flowing water. See their quality work at AllenOutdoorSTL.com, AllenOutdoorSTL.com, or call 314-647-4800. Allen, OutdoorSTL.com. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the word is coming out now that we've had this plea deal by Hunter Biden, the president's son. They were expecting, of course, if Hunter Biden would just come forward and admit to the gun charge and admit to maybe some tax issues, that this would all go away. It'd just disappear. And we talked about this some months ago, that they probably want him to do it, and he's resisting. And if you remember, he had even hired a Hollywood PR firm to represent him and present his side of the story. That I'm not a drug addict. I'm not a coke addict. I wasn't sleeping around. I wasn't lying, smoking a pipe and holding a gun. I mean, everything that's on his laptop. And there was, inside the White House, we told you, sources inside the White House were saying, there's a lot of, confusion or anger or absolute P.O. that Hunter would do that, because it was just dragging everything out if he's going to hire a PR firm to cover up something that's too damn obvious. It got to the point they couldn't cover it up. So then the idea was, would Joe Biden, and I'm going to put it to you this way, would Joe Biden sacrifice his son so he is clear? I wouldn't put it past him to do so. I'm sorry, I would not put it past him. And I'm not so sure that's not exactly what they're trying to still do at this point. It's not going to work. Because as I mentioned earlier, just looking at the tax charges that he's pleading guilty to, that in itself has ties and tentacles to Joe Biden and the rest of the Biden family. As I've told you, do you not believe somebody inside the Biden family is going to realize, well, I might not get that kind of a deal like Hunter did. That's Joe's son. Maybe I better step up and get out of this firing range right now. And my first choice to roll over would be Bo Hunter's widow, who Hunter began to bed after his brother was laid to rest. Now, maybe it began innocently enough, and I'm not trying to judge. I'm simply saying that they became a couple. And now she has seen the numbers come out as to how much money was being brought in from these arrangements through Burisma, Ukraine, Romania, China, who knows where else. And what did she get out of the millions of dollars that were talked about between Hunter Biden on his laptop and 10% for the big guy? What did she get? $36,000. That woman could certainly be the saying coming true, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Because she's going to say, I'm not going to serve out here for you guys like that. But if they also thought all this would just make all the investigations go away, they were stupid to think it, and secondly, it shouldn't. It should not. And I'm not saying this simply because maybe I think Biden and crew are guilty and should be held accountable. They have been proven, Joe Biden has not been proven guilty of getting a single dime. I will impress that upon you until the day he is. He has not been proven guilty. But you don't stop the investigation just because a low-level fish in a mob group rose over and is willing to go to prison and keep their mouth shut. But Hunter's not even going to have to go to prison. He can do whatever he wants. He can go back into the garage where the records were being stored, mishandled by Joe Biden, and drive Daddy's Corvette until Daddy takes the keys away. But Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, said this plea deal on the tax charges will not slow down the House Republican investigation into the Biden family business dealings. His statement that I'm reading, it continues to show the two-tier system in America. If you are the president's leading political opponent, the DOJ literally tries to put you in jail and give you prison time. But if you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal. The only thing missing in this deal so far, and it may still be coming, a box of candy and a bouquet of flowers. Hunter Biden might still get that. Wouldn't surprise me. But McCarthy said, this does nothing to our investigation. It actually should enhance our investigation. Here's where he's going to get into what I was discussing throughout the program. If Hunter Biden is guilty of any tax issues, there'll be three or four under him. If you're watching at any time on our Rumble, you'll see what I'm doing here. Three or four under him, then another three or four, and it just gets bigger and bigger, and there'll be so many hands in that pie, and there'll be a lot more that are willing to say, hey, I want to get out now. I don't want to be trapped when you guys all abandon ship and leave us. But McCarthy said it does nothing to our investigation. It actually should enhance our investigation because the DOJ should not be able to withhold any information now, saying that this is a pending investigation. Boom. That excuse is gone. That's why they were not releasing the Form 1023, remember, saying what's being used in an investigation. And the Form 1023 was a source, a vetted FBI source, telling an FBI agent that he was aware that money had been given to Hunter Biden and to Joe Biden, according to the oligarch with Burisma Oil. That's his claim, but the same guy claims I've got audio tapes. But they did not want to release. The DOJ, the FBI did not want to release that form because it might hinder an investigation. If Hunter Biden's pleading guilty to a tax issue, you could say it's over. But they won't. I'll tell you right now, they won't. No, there's still some more stuff over here we need to look at, so we can't let it out. So they're going to hold it as long as they can. Probably until after the election, or until after Joe Biden meets his maker. I don't wish any ill on him, but it could be held that long for the sake of the Democrat Party and the other fish in the sea that they're trying to protect. Hunter Biden's attorney today in a statement said, my understanding is that this matter is now resolved. But the U.S. Attorney David C. Weiss said in his statement, the investigation is still ongoing. So that will give them a reason to say, no, we're going to still hold it back. So McCarthy, on one hand, is right. It should end it. It should be over. You should have no reason to withhold any information claiming a pending investigation. But there's still going to be another investigation, so they're probably going to use that to hold out. McCarthy suggested that the DOJ now claiming the investigation is ongoing to try and withhold information from the office, from the House, is strictly that. He said, how can Hunter Biden plead guilty, no jail time, and the DOJ said there's still an investigation trying to withhold information to the House? That's unacceptable. It will not stand. Well, it will for a while. In fact, when McCarthy was pressed on if he thinks that's the DOJ's intention to hold on to as long as it can, he said, it has to be. And he added, because you cannot plead guilty, say you're not going to do jail time, and then say you can't give papers to the U.S. House of Representatives, that's not going to stand, that's not going to work. But what they would do is suggest, without wanting to name names, They will say, well, there are other people wrapped up in this. We haven't wrapped up the investigation. Now, on one hand, that would suggest Joe and the rest of the family. Doesn't necessarily mean that, but suggests that. But there's even more reason to try to withhold it. Let me put it this way. The game clock is a long ways to go before the final whistle. It's been underway for a while, and it continues. You ever watched, and I used to when I worked in TV doing a network, and we were carrying the NCAA finals, and we got to be out on the set before it ends. I mean, you know, when it ends, they're going to have time to cut down the hoop and all that hurrah and so forth. But we also know you got to be ready in case they really shorten it, especially if it's not the actual final game. So you're sitting on the set. There's only 3 minutes left on the clock. It'll be 30 minutes before we get on the air. So in this case, there are 3 minutes left on the clock for the investigation. It could be 3+ years before they ever get it all out. All right, on another subject, something surfacing yesterday on YouTube that Quentin picked up for me. This is very strange. You're going to hear a situation where a young boy is trying to say his mama is trying to force him into deciding to be transgender. Is that right? Listen to this, please.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My mom doesn't matter if I am gay or lesbian or any of that. She doesn't care. All she cares about is that I'm a part of it. And if I'm not a part of it, she'll try to convince me to join it.
What? Are you saying right now?
Facts.
That I would convince you to join what?
The LGBTQIA plus.
To force me that, mom, you want me to join LGBTQ plus? If I am not gay, I'm not lesbian, or whatever, and not part of it, but you want me to be part of it? You see how parents are pushing this upon kids? I want you to listen again, because you're hearing this kid explain. Now, of course, this is his story, and mom's acting like, what? That's not true, basically. I have to believe that the kid is being very honest.
My mom doesn't matter if I am gay or lesbian or any of that. She doesn't care. All she cares about is that I'm a part of it. And if I'm not a part of it, she'll try to convince me to join it.
What? Are you saying right now?
Facts.
That I would convince you to join what?
The LGBTQIA plus.
LGBTQ plus. You want to force me to do it, be part of it. And the kid's realizing, I don't want to be part of it. I'm a kid. I'm a boy. I know who I am. And mama, leave me alone. Now, there's a case of child abuse. When I hear the progressives claim that if your child wants to be a different gender and you don't help them, then you're guilty of child abuse. There's a case, in my opinion, of child abuse if the facts fit what it sounds like. And I don't doubt that that happens in numerous other families. Kids are being shoved at school with this information. They go home and they got parents that buy into it and shove it in their face again. Well, here's what's happening on the stage beyond that. There's a piece in Breitbart by John Nolte pointing out that the Disney's latest program, Elemental, Mr. They, Them's The Flash, the gay Black Lives Matter inspired the blackness, all tanking at the box office. He said, to which I can only say, God bless America. He said, we're tired of woke being shoved at us, and particularly at our children. The Flash crashing even overseas, taking in just $75 million from 78 countries. They did not expect that. He said, I'll offer you some advice, free advice. Warner Brothers, it's up to you and your board of directors if you choose to accept it. I don't really care. He said, watching Hollywood fall is a lot more entertaining than your movies. So he's telling that to Warner Brothers. He's telling it to Disney, to all the rest of them that continue to want to push this into your face. The latest Pixar film got $300 million. Elemental, $29 million domestic. Everything is blowing up. You go woke, you go broke. Good. Don't forget our pledge. One nation under God.